Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Some Boston area doctors say the number of hungry children that they're seeing in their offices is skyrocketing. And these physicians are increasingly concerned that lawmakers are considering cuts to the federally funded, state-administered food stamp program known as SNAP. Patient surveys at Boston Medical Center's emergency department show that 18% of children under the age of 3 were significantly underweight last year, and that number has been rising for the past 3 years. The hospital's also seen a huge rise in the number of infants treated at its Grow Clinic for Children, which helps malnourished kids and their families. Dr. Deborah Frank runs that clinic, and when we recently sat down with her in her office, she told us that the economic downturn is largely to blame.
Our referral rate in the beginning of 2011 was like 40% over 2008. And so what's going on in the economy is being written on the bodies of the babies. I mean, think about it. Very young children, you know, don't march, don't call talk shows, okay? They're invisible to everybody except their parents and their health providers. But they're also just uniquely vulnerable.
I'd like to know how you would describe a typical client at the Grow Clinic. And are you talking about, would you say, primarily folks who are unemployed because of the economy, or give people a picture of who some of these 200 kids a year that you see are?
There's certainly some who are unemployed or who have recently lost their job, but there are a great many more who are underemployed and, you know, working part-time jobs, often night work, that just doesn't make enough money to feed their families. And, you know, more than 40% of the people on food stamps, on SNAP, are employed. And that's a number that's been going up. And I don't understand about why people think that babies have personal responsibility for an economy with, you know, 9 to 10% unemployment and many more who are underemployed, like the families I see.
I'm wondering if you could tell me if there is a particular anecdote or family or child that stands out in your mind that you think exemplifies what you're talking about.
I once had a young mom in my office. I've been following for a while, and the kid had been doing okay, and then started to lose weight again. And I came into the office, and the mom was slapping the kid around. And I said, wait a minute, what is going on here? Because if you start smacking your kid in front of your doctor, like, somebody's going to notice. I mean, it was like a backdoor way for yelling for help. But it turned out that what had happened was that they had been cut off SNAP, and neither one of them had anything to eat for, you know, a day, and they were both so irritable and so hungry. It's very hard, and it's very alarming, because the best way to be a family that doesn't have enough to eat is a family to have a young child. The food insecurity rate is double for families with kids under 6 in this country, nationwide, not just Boston, compared to adult-only households. And the SNAP that they're talking about cutting, 70% of those are families with kids. We looked at children in the recession after the increase in SNAP benefits compared to similar children who didn't get SNAP. And we found they were 15% more likely to be well children. Now, what do we mean by a well child? Well, it's the same thing anybody would want for their child. Not having to be hospitalized, in good health, not too fat and not too thin, and not frightening their parents because they seem to be developing slowly. That's a well child.
How would you describe this particular time in this economic downturn from others that you've seen? I know the clinic has grown, too. In terms of food insecure families and the needs of children,
it's the worst that I've seen. I feel like we're back to the beginning. And when I started in the 80s, it was Reaganomics. And then, you know, thought we were quite making marginal gains and that, you know, there might be a brighter future. And it's, well, if you look at the poverty numbers, the child poverty numbers, we have lost it all. We're back to where we were 30 years ago. The other thing is that people are no longer shocked. When I first started this work and explained to people that children were hungry, I was seeing children whose health was being damaged by hunger. People were stunned in Boston. And now, you know, the child hunger statistics come out every year, and people go, no, it's a shame. You know? And this is something that has to be solved at the policy level. you know, people talk about budget deficits to the next generation. I'm worried about deficits right now in their brains and their bodies. You know, there'll be a much worse deficit later if these kids are, you know, disqualified from entering our workforce because we're unwilling to care for them now.
Dr. Deborah Frank runs the GROW Clinic for Children at Boston Medical Center.